When I was a boy, there was but one permanent ambition among my comrades in our village on the Mississippi. That was to be a steamboatman. And the grandest position of all was pilot. But it was not long before I discovered that to become a licensed pilot was about as simple as to become a bank president. I learned that before I could ever presume to steer a steamboat, I would have first to serve a term as an apprentice, a cub they call it, to an experienced pilot. Also, I learned that Mr. Horace Bixby of the Paul Jones was one of the finest pilots on the river. I took myself up to the pilot house, opened the door, and walked in. That was a long time ago. I was only 19, but I remember it as though it was yesterday.
Sir. Sir.
Yeah? What is it?
Sir, would you like a young man for a cub to learn piloting?
I would not. Nor do I like passengers in my pilot house.
But, sir, I'd be...
And mind you, shut the door tight on your way out.
Yes, sir.
Now, this was scarcely an auspicious beginning, but I was stubborn, and I began to lay siege to Mr. Bixby. If I couldn't go in the pilot house, at least I could look in through the windows. And at last, after 3 days of my relentless staring, he motioned me in.
Yes, Mr. Bixby?
Please, boy, will you take the evil eye off me? I don't want to take a cub. They're more trouble than they're worth.
But I wouldn't want much wages, sir.
Wages? You wouldn't want much wages? Are you out of your head? Why, you got to pay to be a cub.
Pay?
You mean you didn't know that?
No, sir, I didn't.
Why, a pilot would consider taking a cub for less than $500, cash in advance.
$500?
You better go home, son. Go home first and get yourself a job and earn some money. Or maybe your father will give it to you.
No, my father's dead, sir. He died 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your name, son?
Sam Clemens, sir, from Hannibal.
Is your mother alive?
Yes, but she couldn't give me the money. I've been sending her...
Oh, no, son, I didn't mean this.
But I could pay you $100 now and the rest from my earnings after I'm a pilot. That is, if you'd...
All right,
but,
son.
But, sir, I could...
I said all right. I'll learn your piloting from New Orleans to St. Louis on the terms you propose.
But I don't understand.
I'm not so sure I do either. Just a minute. Anyway, you're going to be my cub.
So I became a pilot's cub. And I entered upon the enterprise of learning my trade with the easy confidence of my time of life. It seemed to me that all a pilot had to do was to keep his boat in the river. And it didn't appear to me to be too much of a trick, the river being so wide. At least so I suppose, as we headed upriver from New Orleans, Mr. Bixby at the wheel and I beside him.